So I feel like offering you congratulations this morning for winning some kind of an Oscar, but that sounds so weird to say.
Yeah, it's rather unusual that a country, Canada, is involved in an Academy Award winning movie. I was thinking about and reflecting on it last night. And then as well as the Canadian Embassy staff in Tehran and my colleagues in Ottawa, in a sense, were very much part of the movie, part of the plot, and part of the action.
No, and there's nothing anybody can do about the script itself. I mean, it's based on the true story, and Ben Affleck is not claiming this to be the absolute truth. But it has been kind of prickly for, you know, those of us here in the country who care, and you in particular, along with your wife Pat and your colleagues who were there and doing the actual work. Are you satisfied with the way this has come out, or what?
Well, I think that there's a couple of elements at play here. One is the clarification by President Carter of the role that Canada played.
Right.
I think that's had a major influence on how people interpret the entire 3 months. Then again, it was a gives, I think, recognition to both countries, a tribute to men and women who serve their in public service, who serve their country abroad, whatever the risk may be. And then the movie itself was thrilling. But I think you're certainly right. And initially, it was troublesome in a sense because it didn't reflect the Canadian participation to some extent, to the extent possible. As you say, the movie's made. The interpretation over the last months, and particularly the president's remarks, have I think brought some balance to the picture, to the interpretation of the picture.
Are there still elements of that episode that you cannot talk about for some classified?
No, I think the elements of they're pretty much gone over by detail. The discussions that surrounded it. Robert Wright's book, Our Man in Tehran, sometimes my own or some of the six U.S. diplomats who was with us retelling the story. So there's largely that's been told. The work the embassy did on the other aspects in conjunction with the U.S. government, there's still aspects of that aren't released, that aren't declassified.
Remind us of what Ken Affleck offered you in terms of rewriting that postscript.
Well, when he invited us out to Los Angeles, I certainly made it clear that the postscript was unacceptable and really was an insult to the Canadians involved. He said, "Well, of course, I'll take that out. It'll cost money." But that's something I'll do now. And then as the discussion ensued, he said, "Well, why don't you write it?" And so I just put together a few lines that, and in a way, I think at least concluded the movie with the thought that Canada was the principal player in cooperation with the CIA.
Well, given the exposure now that an Academy Award-winning film receives, are you at all concerned that there will be a generation who will mark history by this movie as opposed to the real-life event?
Well, I think there'll be. I think there'll be certainly elements of that. Yes, but at the same time, those who are interested, I think, to a large extent, will keep in mind President Carter's thoughts and conclusions and analysis of the role that Canada played, and the rest they'll their curiosity may be satisfied by the literature, by the books and the commentary that have marked the last month since September. So one way or the other, there'll be an interpretation, maybe not as complete or long lasting as Canada would want, but I think it's what would you say, reinvigorated the issue. To some extent, if you weren't 15 and over, it may not have happened. But I think now, particularly reflected, John, you were there at the class in Ryerson. The young men and women, of say, 19 to 24, where I've talked to Pat myself, have spoken over the last months have come to acknowledge that it was an intriguing part of Canada's overseas activities.
Oh, I'll say. It had such long-lasting effect, and you know, the ripple effect, I'm even thinking myself, as a journalist, as a broadcast journalist, I mean, this was 33 years ago. I was in my early 20s. It was beginning to cover foreign affairs, and it was Ted Koppel's nightly updates that kind of set the framework for what I wanted to become.
Yes, I know it did. I think to a large extent it influenced a number of people in the direction their lives took.
Yeah, indeed. Speaking of satisfied, then, how satisfied were you that with the mention or lack of further mention last night?
Well, I think there was a lot of exhilaration. You know, that was a pretty emotional moment for those concerned with Argo. The tension was building up. There was some thought that maybe Lincoln would edge ahead at the last moment. And so I think it was largely a spontaneous and unscripted response. But certainly Ben Affleck mentioned Canada, thanked Canada along with others. Terrio, the screenwriter, mentioned I was delighted. John and Zena Sheardown and ourselves, myself and Pat. So given the nature of Hollywood and the Oscars and the excitement of the moment, I think it was about right.
Really good to have you on this morning, Ken.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye.